This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
You know, that was funny in 2011 and 12 after the market was in the doldrum years and tanked. And this woman was calling, wanting to go back in time. But now it's not funny anymore. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local current Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, syndicated columnist Dan Walters. He's written some great articles, columns recently about the California economy, the wealth tax on the elite, what are they paying now, and the chronic shortage of housing. And he quoted some study that compared different states in home construction expressed as units per 1,000 of the population. So it takes out the fact that California has the biggest population of any state. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at, not much to look at, it's just 1 month. We'll do that in the first segment. We have a happy birthday wish to my sister Linda. Today's her birthday, and I think she's Jack Benny's age.
There you go.
She doesn't know, but I know how old she is. But we don't, you know, you don't bring it up. It's like something, some things you just don't bring up. I've never seen this description. Selling a hoarder home, I didn't know that was a term. I mean, the seller could be a hoarder, but a hoarder home. The property was condemned, so only cash. And you have to buy the house with the contents included. We just did some California Association of Realtor changes in the purchase agreement regarding, as a matter of fact, we talked with the attorney last week about the curtains. It was always curtains are included, and then some people were taking the rods and the brackets. So now you have to say, you had to specify. You couldn't just lay the curtains on the floor. You said, well, the curtains are included. There they are. Good luck hanging them. Here's a staple gun. So in this case, you had to agree to include the entire contents of the house. The home was condemned by the city of Goleta. I wonder how many homes get condemned by a city in a given year. I don't think too many. No running water, no heat, no electricity, no working kitchen. It doesn't say anything about natural gas. Health hazard, do not enter the property without a hazmat suit. No, it says without agents. I don't know how the agents are going to protect you. And that sold for $4 million. No, they were asking $799,000 and it sold for $900,000. So that would be what we used to call a scraper. I remember years ago I had a listing. God, I don't know if this is in the 90s. Could have been around 2000. And I had a listing at 510 East Mitchell Terrena. If you drive by it now, they planted hedges. But it is a classic Spanish colonial revival with these three arched windows. One in the center is a little bit higher for the living room. And it was just, and you know, people walk in, you have a listing like that. It's like they attribute you. You become a better person. You become taller, better looking. Look at this listing, Mark. Oh, God. And they're enthralled with you. You become a, you know, how is this, you know. And then at the same time, a week or two later, I had a listing on De Levina that made the listing I just described look like a mansion. It was a scraper. It was a bad thing. And then people walk in and treat you with disdain. It's a weird thing. But that's my 510 East Mitch story. Okay. We have... Oh, I do want to mention that you can go to Montecito
Landscape.com. Isn't that Garden Gossip's website? Because his business is Montecito Landscape.
Yeah.
You could sign up for a bi-monthly newsletter. You don't have to buy it monthly, but it comes twice a month, I guess. That's what bi-monthly means? Or bi-weekly. I never knew what that meant, and nobody cares. Okay, let's take a look. We're in the fifth week of the year, February 3rd. I think bi-weekly is every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That would make bi-monthly every 2 months?
Yeah.
God, can't they do it once a month?
Yeah.
They're very busy. This is for the, we're on the fifth week of the year, ending February 3rd, 2023. So I took a look at January only, just to make sure that all the dates lined up, going back to 2015. And we only had 48 sales here, starting off the first month of the year. As a general rule, I have never taken 1 month and compared it to the last year of the same month. Every economist I interview disdains that comparison. But it's the first month of the year. It's all I have. So we started off 48 sales, a median price just under $1,890,000. So not quite 2 million. And we ended up in 2022 with a median price of $2,214,000. But if you remember, I took a look at the second 6 months of 2022, and the median price was $1,950,000 for the second 6 months of 2022. So the first month of just about $1,900,000 is not too far below the last 6 months of 2022. 48 sales, that's low. Last year, we had 66 sales in January 2021 with a median price of $2,075,000, which again explains why the first 6 months of 2022, we had a median price of $2,320,000. And going back in time, 2021 is the high for January, going back to 2015, had 88 sales, but a median price is $1,720,000. And then going back in time, you had 70 sales, 65 sales, 52 sales, 66 sales, another 75 sales in 2016. The median price was just under $1,004,000, 2016. And then in 2015, median price $1,050,000 for the first month of the year, 67 sales. So that's your January in review. Fourth segment, we'll do the weekly update, and I think that's all I have. Let's take an early break, or maybe take it on time for once, and we'll come back with syndicated columnist Dan Walters. I wonder what he thinks of Steph Curry, who lives in Atherton and is opposing building affordable housing near his estate. Wonder if he read that. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, and you'll be back before Linda's birthday is over.